All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Coming in hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York. And I don't know if Bobby's still moving the piano, but he's coming, I think.
Oh, boy. Piano on his back?
Yeah. That's basically what it feels like with Josh Norris at the moment.
That's how I felt like today, skating at 2 o'clock. My God. Awful, Wally.
Where were you skating today?
I got my Tuesday skate with my boys out at Duluth Arena. It's the best skate in town. You're not allowed to try that hard. oh, fantastic. Just fantastic. It's every Tuesday, and then the guys go off to Al's Diner for a little lunch. That's why I need the show in the mornings on Tuesday, so I can head over to the diner after.
Bobby's trying to join us. I would say that Darren Pang was scheduled to join us. I do apologize. He has a production, and so he has had to reschedule. All right. So now, and I think Bobby might be here. No. Oh,
here he comes.
Hey, you guys got me?
Yes.
Loud and clear, Bob. Coming in loud and clear. No hat today. What's going on?
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, God. All right. We got lots to talk about. Hi. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on my phone. I can't get on through my phone, my computer or iPad.
Okay. Well, you can just kiss Employee of the Month goodbye.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not giving it up. I haven't missed a show. I don't get it.
Okay. Let's get. So, are you good, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are frozen, but I can hear what you're saying, and it's a little broken up. As long as you can hear me, I can get by.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's see what happens.
Your salad. Your hair looks amazing, though.
Dude, it's because I haven't showered today and I've been sweating profusely all day unloading boxes at the house.
Where are you? Okay, where are you right now?
What?
Which house are you in?
This is fucked. I can't hear a thing.
Okay. Well, just work on it. We'll get back to you. Let's just move on to the show, shall we? Because listen, all the right. Sens, right. Huge win last night. Lots of storylines to talk about. We've dumped on some goaltending for a bit. Let's maybe we can change that. Matthew Joseph had a pretty good game. Some others are struggling. So let's get to it. And before we do that, let's take care of some business, as always. This show proudly brought to you by with our new favorite guest, Douglas Mattress. It is named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, loved by more than 200,000 Canadians, over 10,000 five-star reviews. Get free shipping, door-to-door, if you will, coast-to-coast, usually 1 to 4 business days. Experience their industry-leading 365-night risk-free trial. Don't like it? Just get a full refund, no questions asked. Get a $650 value when you order a Douglas mattress now. And when you go to Douglas.ca, use the Douglas.ca/CIH URL. And we'd appreciate it as always. I don't know if Bob's doing BEI. Let's, you know what? I'll take it for today.
You take or take one for the team, Wally.
Yeah. I mean, his employee of the month status is long gone. BEI, our heavy civil general contractor in the Ottawa Valley. They do equipment rentals, aggregate, topsoil sales, custom crushing and screening, haulage, floating, hot mix paving, concrete frame formwork, all kinds of stuff with our good friends at BEI. Don't forget Free Hockey Friday. And as always, slow down construction zones. BEI, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. Go to BonshareExcavating.com.
There we go. Yep. Can't forget about our good friends at Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. As always, if you want a fun night out, go to Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's great for the family, great for couples. Even if you want to do a corporate retreat, they'll take care of you. Kids 12 and up, you have to go accompanied with a guardian. If you want to do a birthday party, some team building, all kinds of things, you can have a fantastic time, and you can also bring your significant other if you want. So you got to visit Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. Here's the address, 2615 Lancaster Road. It's safe. It's fun. It requires zero practice. Just come out, and the Battlegrounds Axe Throwing facility and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to do it safely, and you'll have a blast doing it. You can book at battlegrounds.com.
Still no Bob. This may be the ongoing thing throughout the entire show. We'll just see if Bob gets into the show or not.
Yeah. No worries.
Yorkie. Everybody's interested, by the way, in our lock of the day pick since we all went with Tampa and the Sens won. People are hoping that we pick Florida tonight. So we will get to that later.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. People that watch Seinfeld, I'm just going opposite George. Because I have no idea what they're going to do. It's like,
I know
they shit the bed against the bad teams. And then you play a good team that's desperate like Tampa and you come out and you have one of your best games of the year. It's just, they're so unpredictable. Oh, look, especially the goaltending. The goaltending is the most unpredictable thing because who would have thought Forsberg would have come out and had himself a night. And there you go. Well, he plays well, team wins.
Okay. So let's start with that, shall we? Which we'll get to since you've already ruined it. Our DoorDash hot performer, proudly delivered by DoorDash. Yeah. Get everything you need, even at the last second, when you just download the DoorDash app and pop it open. With Double Dash on DoorDash, you can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees. So everyone can get what they want, when they want or need. By the way, you can just order flowers if you need to. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25, $25 value up to 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees in your first order. Just download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25, all uppercase letters. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. So Yorkie, without further ado, our hot performer of the day, Anton Forsberg. He, by the way, in his last two games, a .923 save percentage. We've said all along the Sens need that above .900 save percentage to be successful. He has done it in back-to-back games. Do we, by the way, his next start, is his 100th career with the Ottawa Senators. Mm-hmm. Do we have a goaltending issue or controversy in Ottawa? Is Anton Forsberg the number one goalie on this team right now?
No. Too small a sample size, but it's good. Like, we'll take it. Like, this is a good start. And you look at you look around the league, I think the league average for save percentage, it's just above .900. And Ottawa has been consistently below .900, like right near the bottom of the barrel in the NHL. And I say this all the time, anybody that knows anything about a hockey, you can't win if your goaltenders have the kind of save percentages that the Ottawa Senators goaltenders have had all season long. It's just, you can't. It's not humanly possible. So, surprise. There's a save percentage, 923, which is above average, which is, man, you're rocking a 923 all season. You're going to win a lot of hockey games for your team. And look at the record. So I think this is a good start for Anton Forsberg. Maybe he can get himself into a groove, stay healthy, get himself on a roll. And this is what you need if you're the Ottawa. So this is why Korpisalo was brought in. These two goalies were supposed to battle one another all year long, push each other to be better. That tandem of the two goaltenders, they played together back in Columbus's farm team, and they won a Calder Cup together, and everybody was all happy when they brought Korpisalo in. And now it's like, are we going to buy this guy out? Like, are we going to really eat this contract? That's what people are discussing. So,
which isn't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's way too much money. Let's just see how Forsberg plays, because here in Ottawa, people have a little bit of a habit to get a little too excited too quick. But hey, it's a good start. He played well last night, and all you can do is take the games you have, and hopefully him along with Korpisalo can start playing consistently well instead of consistently inconsistent, which they've been all season long. So, well, Forsberg's been hurt, so he has that. But now, like I said, stay healthy, get yourself on a roll. And this team so badly needs both these guys to get on a roll for the rest of the season and carry that over into having a nice spring. And then in the next year, you get off the ground running and you have your, you know, you have your new identity of a team that plays with some structure, plays on the right side of the puck, doesn't cheat the game. You got two goaltenders that finished off the year strong, and that will get people excited, but more importantly, it'll get the players confident that their goaltenders will be there when they need them.
So welcome back, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
He can't hear us.
You're muted at the bottom. Is there like a,
I'm trying to, everything says unsupported. I might be out today, boys, but I'm working on it here in the background quietly. And I'm listening to the show as I'm going.
I'm doing Make sure work. You hit like, and subscribe. Okay, please. Okay. What happened?
He's just coming in and out. He's coming in hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Comes in hot, then he's out.
So about the goaltending, though, if you are, we won't know for another hour and a bit. I'm going to assume, Korpisalo starts tonight.
Really, here's the thing: like, I wouldn't, but if I was Jacques right now, I'd go opposite George, do the opposite. Everybody assumes Korpisalo. You know what? We're going back to back with Forsberg. I would go to him this morning. How you feeling? How's your body doing? Can you go again? Why not? Why can't a goalie play that hasn't played a lot of hockey all year? You can play. If a defenseman can play 30 minutes a night, two games in a row, I'm sorry, but a goalie can play back to back. He can. He wasn't that busy last night either.
Remember Yorkie? Remember, like, I know we're way back in the day of Grant Fuhr and stuff, but it wasn't that long ago guys were playing 60 games a season. Listen, who were actually, like, very, very good. Like, they can't possibly play back-to-back games drives me insane.
Yeah, they're in Florida right now. You won that game. You went back to the hotel. You had a great meal. You didn't have to travel far after the game. I would have said they probably just... They even fly to, yeah, they jumped on. They were in Florida very quickly. You got in, you had a great night's sleep, good breakfast. Like, it's not that tough.
No morning skate. Like,
even doing it during the regular season, like, you bring up Grant Fuhr, for example. He was playing back to backs when you had to jump on a commercial flight after the game.
That's right. That's right. And 3 and 4 and all kinds.
He was doing it back when guys were drinking the night before the game. They weren't tucked in bed or playing video games, having a protein shake. They were hammering pints.
That being said, he was allowing like 4 to 5 goals a night. His just yes. needing to score 6. But
he was probably seeing about 50 shots because nobody back-checked.
Yeah, no, I don't understand how we've now gone to you can't possibly play back-to-back games.
I'm going to tell you something. I I've said that, Wally, you've been on the, you know what the charter is all about. The way you travel in the NHL, most guys have more energy when they're on the road, especially if they have young kids, because their kids aren't buzzing around. And because when you're at home, you gotta do stuff, and you'll get up in the morning, or you'd be a dad, right? When you're on the road, for people that don't know, when you're on the road as an NHL player, your bus wheels up to the right to the plane, and you walk on the plane. Every single seat is first class. They bring out the shrimp cocktails and the appetizers. Then you start your card game or whatever you do. Then you eat a beautiful meal. Then when the plane lands, you walk right off the stairs onto another bus that takes you to the Ritz-Carlton, where you have a chocolate chip cookie when you get in. Your key is waiting for you.
Your bottle of water.
You don't check in. All the keys are out for you. You go up to your comfy bed, and you have the best sleep ever. I'm sorry.
I agree.
But it's not that hard.
I don't understand. Anyway, whatever. We're not going to change it. I don't like how you can't possibly play back-to-backs anymore. They're not that tough.
I'll tell you, I used to feel great in back-to-backs because I hated pregame skates. And a back-to-back, you don't have to go, you might go down for a video session. And you sleep in on the road. When you're on the road, you sleep in too. So you're in that great hotel at the Ritz-Carlton, heated toilet seat. It's fantastic. It's just a great experience, eh, Bob? I don't know about you, but I love being on the road.
All I can think about right on the play, and I loved back-to-backs because everybody got slower and I stayed the same speed.
I tell you, the thing I miss the most about the NHL, besides the playoffs and the boys, is being on that charter plane. It's just fantastic. That card game was just, I'd look forward to it in the third period, getting on the plane to chop the cards up.
Yeah. The guy right, like as soon as the game was over, you'd go right to the bus. You know how they write it on the 10:15 or bus or whatever? That was you circling it saying 10:10 bus, not 10:15.
I've never got so much sleep in my life when I was on the road. It's just, you just sleep all the time. And what other job do you go in the morning to do a little skate around the rink, maybe get a massage, loosen up the legs, stretch it out, come back to the hotel, have a massive meal, and go have a nap for 2 hours? I don't know. It sounds pretty good to me.
It wasn't hard shutdown.
I used to have a nap too.
Yeah.
Even the media would have a nap.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Stop it with you can't play back-to-backs.
So, Bob, I appreciate you turning your camera on for our Zoom meeting here today with the company.
It was the interview. We spent 2.5 hours, guys, on my office alone today just so I could do that and technical difficulties. So
I might need the receipts. Yeah.
All right. Go to text.
I've decided not to ask you, by the way, to turn your phone sideways. Okay. I have even my own. Oh, no. Oh,
there he is.
Oh,
got it.
We are rolling. Okay. I don't want to mess this up, so I'm just going to keep going. By the way, all Bob, right. If you get a sec, you should go back and rewatch the show, but just read the comments. Okay. Lots of comments about you today. They're very entertaining.
Perfect. Can't wait.
Steve from Ottawa has been very good. He's just like, Bobby, thanks for turning your camera on. Anyway, it's very, I do appreciate the chat today. Okay. You brought up speed. I want to get to that because I think.
Yeah.
No, Bob mentioned it. Remember he said in back-to-backs, he looked like he was going quicker.
Oh, yeah.
It is something that has been brought up before. And it's something that even Jacques Martin alluded to it last night after the game in regards to Matthews, who was arguably the best forward on the team. And he said, I thought Matthew probably one of his better games since I've coached him. He did play 19-11, which was the most he's played under Jacques. I think he has the potential. His speed is great. He's got good read of the game. He's good backtracker. He's a good complement for a line, goes to the net. And I think his speed is really important. I don't think Ottawa is quick enough, and they need a lot more guys like Matthew Joseph up front.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. How about the afterburners on the breakaway? That was pretty impressive. But you know what you can do to kind of mitigate that is play fast. And the Sens don't play fast enough They don't turn the puck from south to north quick enough. Like the D like to go D to D, and then they've got great active defensemen, but you can play a faster brand of hockey than they play. But I would agree, speed is something that if you're, you know, we talk about, we're looking to bring in some veterans in this offseason, surround these young guys with the right people, but you can't go get old guys that are slow. You got to get old guys that can move and have some wheels on your third and fourth line and your second line. So I think it should be something that they target. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been thinking about the makeup of this team because everybody, when you talk about the Sens, they said they need a right shot D and they need a veteran forward. Like I think one of the most pressing needs is they got to get faster. Like Jacques, what he said last night, like he said it right. He goes, it's really important that we have Matthews' speed in the lineup, because Jacques knows, you look at their forward group as a whole and you break it down. Like Brady can get there, but he's not the quickest guy. Pinto, I love as a player. So smart, so cerebral. Claude Giroux beat him in a race. He did. They did a race. So he's not that quick either. Tarasenko, strong skater, but not overly quick. Timmy, very quick. So you got Timmy, you got Joseph. Drake's not the quickest guy. Norris is more darty. I don't find that he's really going to challenge a defenseman wide with speed ever. And, you know, they're just not that quick of a group. And I think the reason Joseph works so well is you remember when Crosby had they'd always stick a guy on Crosby's line that would just be a north-south kind of guy that would drive the net, like a
Kunitz. Yeah.
Remember all that success Pascal Dupuis had playing with Crosby? Yep. Like all that guy did was skate around a million miles an hour and go to the net. it's pretty simple, right? But when you have a fast guy that can kind of pressure the puck and Joseph can get on the D, they need one or two more guys that can play with some pace. And then all of a sudden you got Drew comes in, he slows it down and guys like that. But they're just, to me, they're just like, if I'm looking for somebody in the offseason, a UFA, I think number one on my checklist is going to be speed.
Number one.
I just think they're too slow.
Can we start with goaltending? No.
You can't get a goalie. Like they're stuck with these two guys. Everybody thinks they're going to go out and get another goal. Like nobody's taking that contract to Corpus Allos. So the good thing is there's a new goal. So hopefully the new goalie coach that came up is going to maybe change a few things and work on that issue with the high blocker where all the goals seem to be going in. And just getting, I'm no goalie expert, but it just seems he's deep in his net a lot. He seems like a guy that's just, when he gets beat, he's just down and he's deep. Like just get him a little more aggressive and just doesn't seem that confident. So work with him the rest of the season because nobody's trading for that contract. Hopefully, you know, it's not that goalies can turn it around. They can, like it's been done before. Like it's not the end of this guy's career or anything. It's just, get the guy working with him, make some changes in his game, and hopefully he plays better the rest of the year. And hopefully Forsberg keeps doing what he's doing, and then get these two guys battling and forming a competition. You got no other choice.
You get to buy them out and spread it over 8 years if you want.
No.
I don't think that's happening.
No. It doesn't. There's just no way that makes sense.
No. I love when you see like every now and again those comments that I was talking about on social media where they're like, it's just buy. They're going to buy them out 100%. I'm like, they're not paying a guy for 8 years.
No, no, they'll struggle. I would assume they would bury him in the minors before they would buy him out. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Either way, he's either getting a raise in the American League and not paying 15% escrow or whatever it is these days, or he's getting paid to go find another job. So he's a part of him's going, yeah, sure, go do whatever you guys want.
I think like judging from his personality though, Corpusello does seem like a battler and they don't put the work in. Like he doesn't seem like he doesn't seem like a guy that's just going to collect his cash and not like this has got to be bugging him as a player. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like most Finns I've played with are really proud guys that pride themselves. Every Finn I've played with works their ass off. Like they overtrain. So I can't see this guy like not trying to work his way out of it. And it can be done. It just, it's going to take a lot of work. A few changes, work on his game. Yeah. Can be done.
And there's a big pride factor. Nobody wants to be, I mean, I went through it. Nobody wants to be bought out. I mean, you want to honor, you want to play to your contract and a level. So, and I do agree. That's a great take on Finns. Most of the ones that I've played with are the same way. They're just grinders in every sense.
Bob, when I was in Lugano, so the reason I got over to the Swiss League was there were three Finns there, Ville Peltonen, Jukka Hentinen, and Teppo Nummelin, who was Petteri Nummelin, this unbelievable defenseman. These guys, I've never seen guys work harder in my life. And this is the Swiss League where you're not supposed to work hard. You're supposed to go there and eat wine, eat cheese, drink wine, float around, play your 40 games. These guys went for a 3-mile run before every practice. They're like, Jarkko, you coming with us? And I'm like, I'm good, boys. I'll just do some hamstring stretches here. Put my leg up on the chair. And every day they tried to get me to go for a run with them. And every day it was a Heisman.
Thank you. I did the same thing. I got to Sweden, Mora, in the lockout. And I'm talking, you land in Stockholm and you just start driving north until they start speaking Finnish. You're so far up there, it feels like. And I got there, played one game, and Andre's like, tough timing. Kopitar, he said, tough timing for you. I said, what are you talking about? He said, we have the national team break, which they have quite a few of during the year over there. It was like 7 days of nothing. And the coach goes, well, we skate in the morning, we skate in the afternoon, and then we work out in the evening. And I said, pardon? I said, I'm not playing. I'm playing for free. I'm skating once, maybe twice. You take your picks of which ones I'm doing. And then, out there, you're running around in like in parkas. They're running. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I came over for nothing.
The other thing about the Finns too, like when the Finns go, when they go at her at night, they go hard. They're not afraid of the odd beer.
They're one of the best groups of fans at the World Championships for sure.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on before you get a sidetracked again, Jarkko. Last night in the game or before the game, we should have used the clip, but I said to you two, what does Ottawa need to do to win that game? And Bob, what did you say?
The employee of the month. Excuse me. That's what I want to be doing. The employee of the month. I'm doing this on an iPhone right now. I said that if they held them off the scoreboard on the power play, they would win. And not only did they do that, they shut them down completely. It was awesome.
It's so very good for you to make that call. And that led me to start to thinking about something. Because I remember against Toronto, they had zero penalties or gave up zero power plays. Now, I know that there was the delayed penalty call in which they scored. I think Austin Matthews scored the goal. But technically, they had a zero penalty game. So if we take a look, so now we've gotten to, it's the halfway point, 26 games for DJ Smith, 26 games for Jacques Martin. And if we take a look at the penalties, we started to see early on, you guys remember, they were taking way too many penalties. And we made that comment. And I will say, Patrick, if you can throw up the outside the box board that we have, you look now, they've cut back on penalties, I think fairly drastically. They had 125 penalties with DJ. Now they've down to 100, but the penalty minutes have come way down, right? Over 4 minutes a game. Uh-huh. So not only does it keep you out of the penalty box, but it also keeps your guys on the ice and being able to play consistent hockey. I think it's something we probably don't look at enough.
That's something that is easy to overlook too. And I was a guy that never killed, aside from a couple of years early on in my career. And you talk about a 2-minute power play. That's 2 minutes of game time that you're sitting, right? So frequently less stoppages a play, but let's just say it's an even 3-4 minutes. And then you factor in your first shift back, you're getting the rhythm back. Because sometimes it just takes the flow out of it for you. So you're really looking at 6 minutes of actual game time till everybody's back on their feet and in their own spots, right? Because you have makeshift lines that go out to get a shift in or whatever. So those 4 minutes, when you look at it, are really closer to 12, I guess we'll say. And that's a good chunk of the game, right? That's a sixth of the game that is missing to that recovery time from a power play.
It wears your D down too. If you've got a defenseman that plays both, if you do PK, PP, a guy like Sanderson, for example, penalty kill is really taxing because you're boxing out, you're trying to win races, you're battling. It's when you got to kill a lot of penalties, especially early in a game, it catches up with you later on in a third period of a game. But it's it's pretty easy to explain. DJ is, when DJ played the game, he was a tough guy. Like he likes rambunctious, tough hockey, scrappy hockey. That's his personality. Like he can get guys to play hard, but when you play that way, you're going to take more penalties. That's his personality. So the Senators, they took on DJ's personality. Right now they're taking on Jacques' personality, which is a little calmer, more composed, be on the right side of the puck. And it happens all the time. You usually play to the personality of your coach. If your coach is going bonkers behind you and he's animated, you're going to get fired up. Like Philadelphia, they play hard-nosed Tortorella hockey. Ottawa right now is learning to play a more mature, professional game. And I like what Jacques said the other night, though. He said, I don't want to take out what DJ brought to these guys as far as – because you have to be emotional sometimes too. It's just finding that balance. And before it was too much one way. Now Jacques just trying to get it to be a nice – pro balance and not get too high, not to get too low. All those little cliches guys talk about, but they're really important. And you hear Jacques talk after a game. You notice what he does when he talks after a game. He doesn't really praise guys too much. Mm-hmm. Or he doesn't get on guys too much. Doesn't praise guys too much. It's just, hey, I'm going to get back to work tomorrow. It's a process. We're happy we won or we lost. We're going to be better. It's just, even Steven, right? I like that.
That's old school. I always wonder what his dynamic's like with the guys individually, because he hasn't done a whole lot of praising or criticizing him in public. So I'm wondering if he does quite a bit of it both ways in private.
In private, Bob? But, in private, yeah. Totally different. Like he's blunt, honest with you. Like he'd pull me into the room and say, you got to be better. You're just not good enough right now. We need more from you. You got to be more physical. Show you a video of exactly what he wants. Going back for pucks. You're not doing this. Then you'd go in and meet with the video guy and he'd show you a bunch of clips. And then they'd show you a bunch of good clips of stuff they want you doing in your game. It was really good, like very detailed. Yeah. So you would know exactly what was expected of you. And they'd tell you, this is your role. This is what we want you doing. So there would be absolutely no confusion. Like people think like he doesn't say much, but it's in private, which where it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How I will say though, you can hear Jacques, but when Jacques wants to get a message out, you can tell when he says, we need certain guys to play better. We all know who those guys are. So despite him not saying the names on the back of the jersey, we're well aware of who they are. So I will say he does, when he wants, he will get his message across in the media. And I think now that message is squarely at Josh Norris and Drake Batherson, who, by the way, played their fewest minutes of either guy last night in Tampa that they have all season.
Saw that.
Yeah.
So, Bob, you saw the 3-on-1 where Norris gives it up, doesn't elect to shoot, which he's a 35-goal scorer. Is that a guy that has zero confidence in his game right now?
That's a guy that's searching for something that's not there. Like that, it was clearly not a passing situation. I think we can all agree that that's a shot every day, especially when you're a 35 goal scorer. You almost need to have the horse blinders on. But when things aren't rolling well and you're just looking for something, I was always guilty of it too. Sometimes it's just as simple as burying your head and getting to the net. And he's looking around for the perfect play to get to snap out of it. And it's actually a reverse psychology situation. You need the opposite, right? You need to be shooting from everywhere for a little bit. You need to not worry about putting it in the top corner. You need to just beat a goalie clean. For me, I watched that play and I knew exactly what he was thinking. He was searching for something and that wasn't there. And that's what happens when you're struggling. You just start looking for plays that aren't there.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Pretty good on face-off, so 64.3%.
That is good. Yeah,
there's something there. Yeah, I agree. Bobby said it. It's just he's not feeling it right now, and you just got to simplify. It's get the puck. You got a great shot. I love that expression, the horse blinders. It's tunnel vision to the net, and you're not even looking to pick a spot. You're just hammering it as hard as you can and as quick as you can. And hopefully something good happens to you, because he needs something good to happen to him. And then maybe it turns around. It's not going well for him right now.
Yep.
Well, all three of them, including Ridly Gregg on that line, -2 last night. I don't like it. Because of what we think Drake Batherson and Josh Norris are, which is a top line pair. Mm-hmm. They are just in a different world right now.
I watched the first period again before the show. They had a couple good, one really good look in the first period. It didn't go for them. And after that, there wasn't much after, but yeah, it's just, you know, the good thing is if you're Jacques, you're happy you won the game. You pretty well dominated the game back to back. So here's an opportunity for those guys. Now, that's the great thing about back to backs. You can forget about that game pretty quickly and move on to the next one.
Okay. So we'll get to, I want to get to lock of the day shortly. But Yorkie, there's one note I always like to bring up. I think of you every time. The Sens had more blocked shots than the Tampa Bay Lightning had in shots on goal.
They were, before Jacques came in, they did not know how to block shots. maybe Parker. It just seemed like that way watching them. Like they didn't make themselves big. They'd go up to the point and make themselves small. Now they're doing a much better job. And it's another little thing. And I'll guarantee you, they're doing video on it. Like, they're praising guys when they do it, showing the examples, and then pulling the examples of when a guy misses an assignment. That's how he coaches. And I mentioned when he calls guys, but he also loves to do it in meetings where he does video, and he'll show plays like that where a guy doesn't do his job. And then you just know, it's everybody sees it, and you have to be better.
So I want to get to, I just want to get to Wendy's. Did you know, while we continue down this path, just of how well perhaps they've played. I got to change my read, which is this one. Sorry. Wendy's is letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year and Daily Faceoff. The Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool, which when you go to dailyfaceoff.com, it's up in the top right-hand corner. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team-building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order, and grab a sweet victory from the mouthwatering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never frozen beef. Sign up to play Daily Faceoff to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. All right. So under Jacques Martin, this is not the one. So under Jacques Martin, the last 18 games, the Ottawa Senators, Patrick, just take it down for me. Thanks. The Sens have 9 wins in the last 18 games. They are top 10 in the league right now in winning percentage over the last 18 games, tied with Tampa for them, by the way. So people are always like, oh, I don't know how the Jacques thing's going to work out. Well, they look pretty good at the moment. That's all. I just wanted to bring that up when people We are hard on them an awful lot of times, but they certainly have shown a lot of positives of late.
What's the stat again? What's the stat on the goaltending when the save percentage is over 900?
Oh, it's like 23-2 or something. I forget.
Yeah,
it's crazy, but it's true. Like,
yeah,
you can say what you want about this team, but when they get good goaltending, not even great, they usually win.
Yeah. I think they've shown way more commitment to a 200-foot game as well since Jock. It took a minute for it to settle in, and I had used the 20-game mark, which I was somewhat of an educated guess, having played for a few different coaches. But as soon as guys started to really understand that they can win that way, I think it's shown. And here's where the problem is: it hasn't shown consistently enough. You go in and you beat Tampa. I mean, you beat Toronto every time you play them, but then you lose on a back-to-back situation where you got two games against, or not back-to-back, but Anaheim and Chicago, right? So they're still guilty of making the mistakes that have buried them in the past, but they're much more consistent in a 200-foot approach.
By the way, the top 10 teams in winning percentage of the last 18 games: Edmonton, Dallas, Carolina, Florida, the Rangers, Vancouver, Detroit, Minnesota, Boston, and Ottawa all have 9 wins those last 4. So
good company.
They're in, right? Like, they're playing some pretty good hockey, despite us thinking sometimes it's a struggle when they lose to Columbus and Anaheim.
Right.
Maybe they deserve a little bit of tongue lashing. Yeah. So, okay, let's get to – you good, Yorkie?
Yeah. No, I'm pulling up the standings on my phone because I'm
– we have them for you right here.
I'm just with the recent good play. I'm curious.
You know, by the way, crazy. The Boston Bruins don't look great right now. I think they're winless in their last 4, or maybe they just won their last one, but they had a stretch there of winless in 4.
And you know what? You're searching now because you didn't pick them to be as good as I said they would be this year. Now you're just searching and you can't do that.
The Bruins are the only guy that
didn't hop off the boat of the Boston Bruins at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I said they're still there, but right now
they're not playing great. I'm just telling you.
I'm excited to see Florida tonight because I think they're the class of the Eastern Conference. I really do. And this year they're not going to have to squeak into the playoffs. So they're when I look, I still like Carolina quite a bit. I'm not sold on the Rangers. I think they're way too soft. I like Carolina a lot. I like Florida a lot. And then, you know, we'll see what New Jersey can do if they get in. Like, I wouldn't want to play them in the first round, I'll tell you that much.
I was going to say that. You go ahead and win your division and you get a team that New Jersey was decimated by injuries, squeaks it, kind of like Florida last year, kind of squeaks in, and all of a sudden you're going, no. Oh,
but so here's a question. What's that? Do you want to be third in the Atlantic or in a wild card spot? So you don't have to face Florida if that's where they finish in the second spot in round one.
Yeah, if I'm who is it at this moment? It's what?
Toronto and Tampa?
Yeah. I would rather finish third for sure.
Yeah.
Third or first wild card spot? Like, if Florida to me seems like they're the team right now to beat in the East, that I'm almost like, maybe it's the wild card we might want to be in here.
Yeah. There's again going to be so much pressure on the Boston Bruins in the first round because they lost last year. There's all kinds of pressure. They have had a great regular season. I don't know. But then again, Toronto never wants to play Boston in the playoffs.
So here's what my dream thing would be: Florida finishes first, Boston and Toronto in the first round,
because
those two fan bases have. Yeah. Tons of pressure, or I guess the teams have tons of pressure. Yeah. Toronto, you talk about Boston having pressure.
Yeah. I would love to watch that series though, because it's been a while, but I would love to see that series.
The Toronto fan base is amazing because they get so excited about the regular season all the time, and they fall into that trap every year. Then so disappointed in the playoffs, like. Just relax. Like, just, you know, it's like Jacques says, it's a process. Just let it happen. Don't get too excited. Save it for the playoffs and maybe it'll be different. But yeah, no, I would not want to play Florida. I wouldn't mind playing Boston though. If I was a team, I wouldn't mind matching up against Boston. Mm.
All right. Time for lock of the day. Because there's lots to discuss with Florida tonight as Ottawa goes in to play a Florida team that's been rolling. They've won 5 in a row. They're 9-1 in their last 10. However, at home, they've been .500 in the last 8. And Bobrovsky, by the way, in his last 6 games, he's a 6-0 with a .946 save percentage. let's bring up Ottawa's lost 3 straight at Florida. And don't forget the last meeting between these two teams saw everybody get the 10-minute misconduct on the ice, if you remember, and Grandma Tkachuk not overly happy.
That's right.
So we'll see how the rematch goes. I'm assuming there's nothing to deal with. Like, it'll just be another game. But I suspect Ottawa, as you always, when you play back-to-back, you always start the game quicker. They will score first in this game.
Yeah.
That's your lock of the day?
Well, I don't know who I'm picking yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I know who I'm picking. I'll go first.
Go for it.
Okay.
I just can't trust the Ottawa goalies yet. I need to see more. Every time I'm like that burned boyfriend or girlfriend that comes back and you get cheated on again. I don't trust them.
Just consistently let down.
I've been consistently let down. I can't put myself out there yet. I'm not ready for it yet, guys. I'm not ready. So I'm going to take the Florida Panthers because I can't handle it to be disappointed again.
Okay. Bob?
FLA. Back to back. I like your prediction that the Sens will score first. So I'm gonna roll with that too. But not with the goaltending. Florida, again, we're just talking about the class of the East against the young team that's learning to play the right way. And back-to-backs, they do pose different challenges, as you guys talked about while I was trying to get on air. I did get to hear what you were saying, but I just can't. I'm not going against Florida at home on a team that's coming in, having traveled with a little bit of a letdown because they won last night. I'm going to hammer the Panthers.
Yeah. I will say this, though. One day I will be able to trust those goalies, but it's just not today.
You never know.
I would prefer Ottawa lost last night, and it would have probably set me up to think more of a Ottawa win tonight.
You can't do it, though?
Fuck. Like, what statistic would you possibly use to tell me Ottawa is going to win this game?
I told you at the beginning of the show, actually, opposite George. It's the opposite is happening now for the Ottawa Senators. You think they're going to beat Columbus? They lose. You think they're going to beat Chicago? They lose. Oh, they got no chance against Tampa. Well, they win. Opposite Wally. It worked for you last time.
Mm-hmm. You're gaining some ground.
I love opposite Wally.
I don't. Yeah. But I don't know if Bobrovsky's starting. I meant to check. I didn't.
He's been bad. You don't want him in there anyhow.
Oh, yeah. He's been terrible. I will take Ottawa because I need to make a run here or not. So.
Yeah. It's a good time. It's a good time to start.
That's just tough. That is tough to go into Florida. It's tough to go into Tampa and Florida and sweep those. Yeah. Ottawa typically has struggled, but
this is a different team
under Jacques Martin. This is the game. But people are upset now. They only want us to pick all of Florida so that Ottawa will win.
It used to be, you said Florida's tough. I can remember the days when you'd go into Florida and it just crickets in that building. Like they're giving away tickets at the gas station. Fill up your tank of gas and here's a pair of tickets for the Florida game. Times have changed. Like it's buzzing.
I used to be able to get 2 tickets, I think, or maybe it was 4, plus hot dogs and drinks and free parking, which are like $99.
Yeah. I think it was the 7-Eleven special. You get a big gulp too. No, I'm serious.
It okay. So we were going to discuss, like we discussed the Norris line. Do we like the switch, or does it matter that they flipped Tkachuk and Greg? And by the way, when you see the board up there, Stützle line could be first. It just was easier. I just left it where it was. So don't get too excited about first and second line.
Well, they basically played those two lines. The third line didn't see a lot, and the fourth line barely played. Like Jacques was, he relied heavily on those two lines.
He did. I like the switch. I don't know. I like Pinto with Tkachuk. It can elevate the scoring for Pinto. But again, Brady's still got a little bit of that from DJ flying his own a little too much and sometimes gets caught up by ice, and Pinto seems to be really reliable. It is a really reliable safety valve for him to play the right way and get him the puck. So I do. And then they got Tarasenko, who really does a great job of kind of getting lost in coverage and finding places to get the shot off. So I like the look of that line a lot.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. By the way, Pinto got a point. Sends win shouldn't be a surprise.
So I got it. Okay. Well, the Florida Panthers are win tonight if Pinto has a tough one. That's my other one.
If Shane Pinto scores early on, I'm just going to bet the house on an Ottawa win.
I'll just turn the game off.
Do you know who had himself not a bad little night? Was Kastelic.
Is it JBD?
Oh. Kastelic was pretty good. Like, he was noticeable. He was hanging on the puck a bit. Like, I liked what he did and limited ice time. He was. He looks like he's starting to get a little more confidence.
8:59 he played.
But it was 8:59 of useful minutes. Like, he's
three takeaways.
He looks like he's figuring it out. Because it's Bob will tell you, man. When you only play 8-9 minutes, it's freaking probably never done it very often. But as a young guy, it's really tough to get yourself into the game. That's why guys that play on the fourth line, they become specialists at it, because you got to find a way to make a difference in limited minutes. And I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought so too.
By the way, before we JBD,
stop calling him.
Goes from being a healthy scratch.
It's Jacob Bernard Docker.
I'm sorry. And I'm sure he has a middle name. So, but JBD, as he'll be always referred to by me. I thought he was right. He got the message. That's what I felt like happened to him between games.
Yeah, he had a nice response game for himself. And I'll let Yorkie weigh in more on a defenseman, obviously. But I noticed him a few times in a very, very small, I guess, the amount of times I noticed him making a smooth, comfortable, easy play in front of him and doing some little things to help alleviate some pressure in the defensive zone, I thought he was good.
Yeah, no, I'm looking. I didn't notice him that much, which is a good thing. Because when I notice Bernard Docker, it's when he's turning the puck over. He's not hard on his stick. He's getting his stick lifted. He's losing body position in front of the net. But he has a knack for getting in the way of pucks. He's pretty good at blocking shots. And I'm telling you, there's a role for him in this organization, because they don't have guys that'll just play like simple, effective, meat and potatoes. Get the puck. As soon as you get it, like you said, it's right up ice. It's right up ice. Don't handle it. No, they call it like no dust.
No dust.
No dust. Just get it, move it, hit, block shots, box out, fight now and then. It'd be a great role for him.
Don't forget five block shots to lead the team.
Five? I thought he was getting in front of a lot of plot. And that's another thing. Like, their D... How many videos did we go over at the beginning of the year when their D were so concerned about boxing out, they let these little wristers get to the front of the net, and all of a sudden chaos ensues because instead of fronting the puck, they're like trying to box out, box out, box out. Like, it's the wrong way how to defend. You got to do, you can't play that way. You're just begging to get scored on. So I like his ability to block shots. Like, he's probably their best D at doing it.
Ottawa D, 15 of the 26 block shots. I understand they're standing in front of the goalie.
Yeah.
They did a 15 block shot last night.
You're getting better.
Quickly, before we go, I don't know, Patrick, if you have the faces board, but I should bring this up more often because I do like to say that if you have time, you could go to Faces and vote for us under the Best Sports Podcast. You'll see it listed as Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace. there are three of us. I didn't nominate us, but it is funny that I appreciate the fact it just says Brent Wallace. So if you could vote for us, by the way, there's like 2 weeks left of voting. I know Bobby votes every day.
So Bob, when we did our Yuck Yucks show, about five of my buddies came to the show.
Yeah,
and they asked me after, like, why does Wally keep referring it to as his show? It's like, my show. And they're like, and I was looking at Wally, am I just like a stand-in or something? Like, am I the hired help?
Your name is in the show. We had a fighting video. We have gone to the ends of the earth to pay for this video of you fighting.
Well, when I bet you were not invited to the award show. It's the Brent Wallace show.
You gonna go up there and get your little tin can?
It's a plaque.
Well, I have a new office downstairs with no plaques in it, so go vote.
Oh, I could get, see, you could put it in the background.
I would love that.
Oh, all right, well,
Brent,
I look
Wallace
forward.
And Brent Wallace and friends.
What the hell, I'm sorry I brought this up. I should have waited till neither one of you were on the show to say, hey, if you guys could vote for me, that'd be great. And my show.
My show.
Okay, fine. Bob, are you done moving? On Monday, I don't know where you're gonna be. Is this gonna work?
Do we not have a show Thursday?
Oh yeah, I thought today was Thursday for a moment.
Come on, Wally.
It's been a long week already.
I'll take an option, but I am assuming it will work on Thursday. I have stuff downloading right now, so we should be good. But if not, I'll be in my kitchen on my fiance's iPhone again. Wait, one way or the other, I'll be here.
Do we have to pay for the data, or are we good?
You good? We're good.
Okay. Lindsay's the voice of reason. I appreciate it. Yorkie, we will be in touch. See you guys Thursday, 9 a.m.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Love the 9 a.m.s. See you, everybody.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming in Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.